先看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书，请看第五章十五节到十八节。
James chapter 5, verse 15 to 18.
十五节到十八节。
Verse 15 to 18. 15. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven.16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. 17. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. 18. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
Amen. 在这里谈到说出于信心的祈祷是大有功效。
Here it mentioned that prayer offered in faith is very effective.
那十六节的后半段又说，义人的祈祷所发的力量是大有功效。
And in the latter part of verse 16, it said the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
什么是义人
？What is a righteous man？
亚伯拉罕为什么被神称义呢？
Why God called Abraham a righteous man?
因为他相信。
Because he believed.
他相信神。
He believed in God.
他相信神一切的旨意都是好的。
He believed that all God wills is good.
他相信神的应许。
He believed in God's promise.
一定会成全。
And it will be fulfilled.
所以圣经评论亚伯拉罕说，他因为信心而被神称为义。
And in the Bible, it recorded that Abraham was called a righteous man because of his faith.
因为他相信神。
Because he had faith in God.
另外一点，我们要成为义人，我们必须要借着主耶稣的宝血得到洁净。
And the other way of being a righteous person is to be washed in the blood of Jesus.
圣经说，因信称义，因为相信。耶稣的救恩，我们可以被称为义。
In the Bible, it called that we are justified by faith. That means because of Jesus' blood, we were cleansed.
要借着悔改，接受主的宝血洗礼。
And through repentance, we receive the baptism of Jesus' blood.
那这里跟我们讲到大有功效的祷告，要出于信心，要是出于悔改，彼此代求。
And here it tells us that an effective prayer have to come out of faith and have to come out of hard work.
这样的祷告是大有功效。
And this kind of prayer will be powerful and effective.
今天我们要让我们的祷告能够蒙神垂听。
Today we want our prayer to be listened by God.
我们要除掉阻隔在我们跟神之间的这些障碍。
We have to get rid of whatever is in between us and God.
没有信心。
No faith.
不洁净，不圣洁。
Not cleansed, not holy.
我们把这两样东西给除掉。
We have to get rid of these two things.
借由我们相信神的慈爱，相信神的应许。
And we have to believe in God's promise and God's love.
借由我们向神悔改，求神赦免，立志成为新人呢。
And we repent in front of God. We ask God for forgiveness and renewed our strength.
这样我们的祷告必能够达到神的面前。
In these ways, our prayer will be listened by God.
这边特别提到这个以利亚先知他的祷告。
And in this passage that we just read, it mentioned Elijah's prayer.
以利亚跟我们是同样性情的人。
Elijah was a man just like us.
以利亚在以色列人的心目中是占有相当的地位。
Elijah was a great prophet in the heart of the Israelites.
是复兴他们信仰的民族英雄。
And he was the hero who keep up the faith of the Israelites.
以利亚 主耶稣啊，在变猫山上显出异象，让门徒观看，其中的两位，有两位，一个是摩西，另外一位就是以利亚。
And during the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, two people appeared. One of them was Elijah, the other one was Moses.
以利亚跟摩西是相提并论的，在以色列人的以色列人的心目中啊。
So, in the heart of the Israelites, Moses and Elijah was equal in place.
所以这里特别把他们所众所皆知的这个心目中的英雄以利亚拿出来做个例子。
So here James mentioned Elijah as an example.
其实他跟我们一样啊。
And he said Elijah was man just like us.
不一样的在哪里呢？
Where's the difference then?
他的信心的祷告。
His faithful prayer.
他祷告让三年零六个月不下雨的这个不下雨的以色列地啊重新获得甘霖啊。
And because of his prayer, the 3.5 years there wouldn't be rained.
我们从这个列王记上的十八章，我们可以看到他祷告下雨的情景。
And in Second King chapter 18, we can see Elijah's prayer.
这里说他又祷告，天就降下雨来。但是我们如果对照那个列王记上的十八章，没有那么简单啊。
And here it just mentioned that again he prayed and it rained. But if we turn to Second King chapter 18, it was not that simple.
我们来看列王记上的十八章。
Let us turn to Second King verse 18. Second King chapter 18.
列王记上。
First King chapter 18.
记上十八章的四十一节。
18:41，First King 18:41。
四十一节，以利亚对亚哈说：“你现在可以上去吃喝，因为有多雨的响声。”四十二节，亚哈就上去吃喝，以利亚上了加密山顶，屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之中。43节。对仆人说：“你上去向海观看。”仆人就上去观看，说：“没有什么。”他说：“你再去观看，如此七次。”44节。第七次，仆人说：“我看见有一小片云从海里上来，不过如人手那样大。”以利亚说：“你上去告诉亚哈，当套车下去，免得被雨阻挡。”这里描写当以利亚祷告的时候这个神要降下雨来的情景啊。
And here it mentioned the situation where Elijah prayed for rain.
他并不是一次祷告就是降大雨，就风云变色，雷电交加。
He did not just pray once and all the rain poured down from heaven.
是经过了七次的祷告。
But he prayed 7 times.
祷告一次没有，两次没有，三次没有，直到第七次才有一小片的如同手掌大的云出现而已。
He prayed one time, there's still no rain. Two times, three times, all the way to 7 times, and only a cloud as small as a man's hands appeared.
从这个经过，让我们看出以利亚他的信心。
And from all this, we can see how.Strong Elijah's faith is.
出于信心的祷告大有功效。
So prayer out of faith is very effective.
我们都知道我们的信心不够。
We all know we have not enough faith.
不是光我们知道而已啊。
But just knowing is not enough.
当时跟随耶稣的使徒们，他们也知道。
The disciples who followed Jesus, they also know this.
所以他们来向耶稣祈求。
So they asked Jesus.
我们来看这一段。
Let us look at this passage.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章的第五节。
Luke 17 verse 5.
十七章五节， 使徒对主说啊，求主加添我们的信心啊。使徒来对耶稣说，这些门徒啊哈。
So the disciple, the apostle, said to the Lord,
求主加添我们的信心。
Please increase our faith.
啊，大概这些门徒啊，认为自己信心不够了。
They must have felt that they have not enough faith.
啊，所以他要来求耶稣加添他们的信心。
So they asked Jesus to increase their faith.
我们看主耶稣怎么回答。
Let's see how Jesus replied.
主耶稣说，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就能够对这棵桑树说，你要拔起啊，拔起来栽在海里，他也必听从你们。主耶稣啊，你们如果有信心呢、啊、就算小到浪啊，像那个芥菜种那么的小啊，就能够啊叫树拔起来栽到海里面了、啊。
And Jesus replied, if you have faith as small as this mustard seed, you can ask this mulberry tree to be uprooted and plant it in the sea.
接下来主耶稣又讲了一个无用仆人的比喻。
And after that, Jesus told a parable about a servant.
说到说啊，有啊，你们谁有仆人耕地或者是放羊，从田里回来，那主人对他说，你赶快坐下来吃饭哦。
And it mentioned a servant after plowing and looking after the sheep in the field. And when he came to the house, the master said, "Why would you come along, sit down and eat?"
岂不是说啊啊，你先给我预备晚餐啊，事后我等我吃饱才轮到你们吃。
The master didn't say, "Well, you have to prepare dinner for me. Serve me first, and then you can eat."
第九节。
Verse 9.
主耶稣下的结论。
And this is Jesus' conclusion.
仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还要谢谢他吗？这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。我们不了解主耶稣讲这个比喻跟仆人跟他的门徒们要来求信心啊，求耶稣加添他们的信心呢、啊、彼此之间有什么相关？
We might not know what was the correlation between the disciple askedJesus to increase their faith with these little passages we just read.
那主耶稣在这边好像没有针对仆人的问题回答啊，没有针对使徒的问题回答。
Seems like Jesus did not directly answer the questions.
让我们思考一个问题。
Then let us ponder upon this question.
门徒的祈求啊，祈求耶稣要加添他们的信心，哦，到底是不是？对的哦。
And let us think, is it right what the apostle had requested?
这个加添信心这件事情是不是对？
Is it right to ask, Lord to increase your faith?
是不是没有信心哈？这是不是真的因为信心不足要来求耶稣加添哈？
Is it really, that you feel that your faith is not enough and you ask Jesus to increase it?
那我们想呢，当然了、啊，信心不够都是要求神加添呐、啊。
And we think, of course, if we do not have enough faith, we ask the Lord to increase it.
哦，因为啊，圣经还有另外一个地方有记载呀、啊。
Because another place in the Bible is recorded.
我们来看啊，马可福音呢、啊。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音，我们请看第九章。
Mark chapter 9.
九章二十三节
9 verse 23,
二十三节耶稣对他说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。二十四节
24,
孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。在和合本的中文圣经里头啊，当耶稣跟这个犯鬼的还癫痫病的孩子的父亲讲说，只要你相信哦，在相信的人凡事都能够。
And in the Bible recorded that Jesus told this father of a boy who was possessed with an evil spirit, he told him like, as long as you believe, that is enough.
因为他带着他犯癫痫病的孩子哦，要来求医治啊，当时耶稣不在，但耶稣的门徒啊没有办法啊把他身上的鬼给赶出去。
That's why he brought his boy to Jesus, Jesus was not there, only the disciples there, and they were not able to cast away the evil spirit.
所以当主耶稣回来啊，这个孩子的父亲啊，可能用着不是很尊敬的态度啊，来跟主耶稣对话。
And when Jesus returned, he was not very happy and did not speak to Jesus respectfully.
意思就是说啊，我看啊，这个徒弟怎么样哦？师父也高明不到哪里的意思哈。
That father probably had thought, since the disciple cannot do anything, it's probably Jesus himself couldn't do anything either.
在这个时候啊，耶稣提醒他，问题不在。不在对方，是在你自己本身哈，在祈求的人。
And after that, Jesus reminded him, the problem is not on somebody else. The problem is on yourself, the one who requested.
是这个父亲呐、孩子的父亲，他觉得他自己失态的，只觉得自己失礼的，所以连忙求耶稣啊。
And his father was very ashamed, and he later on begged Jesus.
中文翻成说我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
He said, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief."
英文的圣经翻得比较接近原文哈。
And in the Chinese translation, it's actually translated a little bit off of the original meaning.
中文的圣经翻成说我有信心了，但是还不够求神帮助我。
In the Chinese translation, it said, "I have."Faith, but is this not enough? Please help me.
好，这是我们通常的认知了
And this is our mentality, our normal mentality.
也是那些门徒啊，要去求耶稣加添他们信心的认知。
And this is also the mentality of the apostles, who asked Jesus.
但是在英文版的圣经翻译的，抱歉。比较符合原文哈、那边所说的是说，我求神来帮助我的不相信，所以根本他就是不信，不是相信，但是信心不够。
So in the English translation, it is actually closer to the original meaning. It says, "Help me overcome my unbelief."So we could conclude that this father, in the first place, he did not believe, not that he does not have enough faith.
他不是信心不够啊，是根本就不信啊。
It is not that he did not have enough faith, but he did not believe at the first place.
所以我们回到耶稣回答那些要求他加添信心的门徒那里。
So now let us turn back to the.Story where the disciple asked Jesus to increase their faith.
耶稣要门徒去思考。
Jesus wants the apostles to think.
你们如果有信心啊，像芥菜种那么小啊，就已经能够拔起桑树投到海里面了。
If only you have a faith as small as a mustard seed, you can uproot this plant and plant it in the sea.
所以你们的问题是根本都没有信心。
So your problem is actually you do not have faith at all.
耶稣要让我们知道一个有关信心的很重要的问题啊。
So Jesus wants us to understand this one important thing about faith.
信心呢、没有那个大的信心、小的信心呢、而是有信心跟没有信心呢、
There's no such thing as a big faith or small faith, but rather it is a matter of do you have faith or not.
也就是说，小信就等于不信的意思。
And in other words, only have small amount of faith is equal to not have faith at all.
信心呢、就好像是我们学电脑的这些弟兄姐妹比较知道哈、只有数位式的哈、零跟一哈、没有类比式的哈、
So.Faith is just like in computer world is a binary, either zero or one. There's no other numbers.
只有有信心跟没有信心，没有的大信心、小信心哦。
It's only the matter of whether you have faith or not. There's no such thing as a big faith or small faith.
这个是主耶稣要提醒我们的。
This is what Jesus wants to remind us of.
所以今天我们顺便谈到禁食祷告的问题。
And today, let us also talk about fasting prayer.
No, 因为啊，在这个哦，赶出这个啊，这个、医治这个害癫痫病的孩子啊啊，门徒啊，后来问耶稣了。
Because in the story where Jesus healed this boy with an evil spirit, the disciple asked Jesus,
为什么我们不能赶出鬼来呢？
Why can't we cast out the evil spirit?
耶稣说啊，非用禁食祷告哈啊，这一类鬼啊，总不能出去。
Jesus say you have to fast and pray, otherwise you cannot cast them out.
好，所以啊，我们啊就会很强调这个禁食祷告的功效。
So we emphasize a lot on the effectiveness of fasting prayer.
但却忽略的禁食祷告它那个本质是什么
？But we sort of take for granted what the meaning, the actual meaning of fasting prayer.
同样的事件，马太福音那边有一句话这么说。
In the same token, in Matthew, there's a saying.
我们看马太福音的十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17.
十九节。
Verse 19.
十七章十九节，门徒暗暗的到耶稣跟前说：“我们为什么不能赶出鬼呢？”二十节。
20.
耶稣说：“是因为你们的信心小。”哦，耶稣啊，告诉他们是信心的问题。
In verse 20, Jesus says, "Because you have so little faith, it's a matter of faith."
啊，那在这个字义上，我们看起来说啊，也是信心小啊，并不是没有信心呢。
And we might think to ourselves, "Well, they just have little faith. It doesn't mean they don't have faith at all."
但同样的。回答啊、门徒来求加添信心的这一句话又出现，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说你从这边挪到那边去，他也挪去了。
And we can see Jesus used the same phrase to answer the disciple, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say this to mountain, move from here to there.
如果啊、并且啊，你们没有一件不能够做的事情。
Nothing will be impossible for you.
等于在对门徒说，你们连小信都没有，你们是根本都没有信心。
And it is just the same as telling them, you don't have even this little faith, and it's equal to saying that they don't have any faith at all.
接下来才谈到说，这一类的鬼若不祷告禁食，就不能赶出去。
And later on, he said that this kind of evil spirit, unless you fast and pray, they could not be cast out.
好，所以让我们知道说，这个禁食祷告的本质还是要出于信心。
So, here it tells us that the importance of fasting prayer is all rely on whether or not you have faith.
这个信心是完全的相信，而不是说我相信一点点啊。
Faith is a total belief; it's not mean partial belief.
而禁食的目的也是要来帮助我们完全的依靠，拿出充足的信心出来的。
And fasting prayer is also a show of total submissive and total faith.
而不是光在那个表象的有没有吃饭的问题。
And it is not, and the importance does not lie on whether or not you eat something.
如果今天你的禁食。你的禁食祷告，心里还是一直怀疑神的能力。哦，我这样禁食一餐够吗？我看要两餐，两餐够吗？我看要一天，一天够吗？我看要三天，三天够吗？可能要一个礼拜。那你的祷告是没有功效，你的禁食是没有功效的。
If you fast and pray, but yet you do not totally believe, you will think, well, is it enough for me to fast for one day, today, or maybe a week? Then, your prayer will not be effective.
啊，况且啊，神啊不会平添人的苦楚啊，作为来换取恩典的这个途径啊。
God will not compensate you for the suffering that you went through.
那这样和那些苦修主义的人和那些拜偶像的人又有什么两样呢？
Because if you do that, then what would be the difference between us and the one who worship idols?
哦，神啊，不会像说，好像有些做父母亲的、啊、拿个糖果逗他的小孩啊，啊、哦，不给他吃，不给他吃，这样逗他。神不会这样子的啦。哦、
And God would not be like a parent who tease their children and give them candy and show them a candy, but did not give them the candy to eat.
我们要相信神是慈爱的，神是垂听我们祷告的。
We have to believe that God listened to us, and God will fulfill our prayer.
我们更要相信说，愿神的旨意成全啊，神的时候啊到了，神就会成就。
And we also have to believe that let the God's will be done, and when it is time, it will be fulfilled.
啊，要怎么样帮助我们有这样充足的百分之百的信心
？But how can we help ourselves so we can help this 100% sure assurance of our faith?
啊，借由禁食，也就是借由看神的事情啊，胜过我攻击我生命饮食的最基本需要还重要。
And we can do that through fasting prayer. We have to see that praying to God is more important than fulfilling our basic needs.
啊，为了神的事情，为了这一件我所祈求的事情，我愿意用我的生命最后的力量来向神呐喊。
And because of God's business, because of what I want to ask God for, I'm willing to give up everything and cry to God.
绝对的信靠神，绝对的相信神。
Totally submissive to God, totally believe in God.
哦，就如同以斯帖说，死了就死就死吧。
Just as Esther said, if I perish, I perish.
就像但以理的三个朋友说，急或不然，我也绝对不敬拜你，不跪拜你所立的金像。
Just as Daniel's three friends said, even if he does not, we still won't bow down to your idols.
是这样的功效，这样子的精神发挥的功效。
It is this kind of mentality that will be effective.
而不在乎那个形式上的吃不吃饭。
And it is not like in a physical sense of whether or not you eat or you fast.
如果你所祈求的你不相信，你怀疑，心怀恶意的人，不要向神那边求到什么。
If you hesitate, if you doubt whether or not what you're praying for will be fulfilled, then you probably wouldn't achieve anything.
如果你所祈求的根本就不符合神的旨意，你再怎么进食。也是得不着。
If what you're asking for is against God's will, and no matter how many days you fast, it won't be fulfilled.
圣经里头有很多被神被耶稣称赞的啊的这个称他有信心的这个一个就是百夫长为他的仆人祈求。
And in the Bible, he recorded a lot of characters that were praised by Jesus for having faith.One of them was the centurion who asked Jesus to heal his son.
他的仆人哦，是、
oh, to heal his servant.
他跟耶稣说啊，你到我家里来，我不敢当哦。你只要讲一句话，我的仆人就会好。
And he said to Jesus, as long as you say a word, my servant will be healed.
那第二个被耶稣称赞的，就是。外邦人一个迦南的妇人为了他的女儿犯规来求耶稣
and the other character that were praised by Jesus were these women from Canaan who came to Jesus and asked to heal her daughter
主耶稣羞辱他说不好拿儿女吃的饼给狗吃
and this woman was actually a Gentile and Jesus told her that would you give your bread to the dog?
意思是说你们这些外邦人就好像狗一样不配得恩典。
And Jesus was actually comparing the Gentile to the dog that they were not, they does not deserve to receive grace.
但是这个迦南的妇人她却能够谦卑下来回答耶稣说没有错啊但是狗也吃儿女桌上掉下来的这个饼干屑啊
But this woman was very humble. He said, that's right, but the dog still eat the leftover that fall on the floor.
和主耶稣说你的信心是大的照你的信心给你成全啊
And Jesus said, you were saved by your faith. May your faith save you.
我们看到还有看到那个患了十二年血肉症的妇人啊。
And we also know a woman that was subject to bleeding for years.
啊，她没有办法到主耶稣的面前，她心里想，只要我摸到她的衣襟，我的病必能够好。
She couldn't come near Jesus, but she had a faith that as long as I touch him, I will be healed.
啊，这些都是信心的表现。
These are all the showing of how great faith is.
出于信心的祷告大有功效。
So prayer of faith is very effective.
好，在这边啊，啊，我个人并不是要来否定进食祷告。
And I did not want to lessen the importance of fasting prayer.
而是要来让我们帮助我们大家去了解为什么进食祷告会有功效。
But I want you to understand.Why fasting prayer could be very effective?
本质还是出于信心啊。
The most important thing is to rely on the faith.
进食的表现是用来帮助他建立百分之百的信心。
Fasting prayer is to help you to have a 100% faith.
用愿意啊啊专心来依靠。
So you can concentrate and be submissive.
胜于那个啊，胜过那个供应人最基本需求的食物哈。
And you overcome your crave for your basic need.
那如果我们的进食祷告已经变成主耶稣那个时代的文士跟法利赛人的进食祷告
，And if our fasting prayer today.Were to be compared to Jesus' time, the fasting prayer of the Pharisees.
哦，是啊、用来来炫耀自己属灵的经验啊，或来炫耀啊自己要多么敬虔。
Is to show off how faithful you are, or to show off how
多么的敬虔哦，多么
how spiritual you are.
那已经失去功效了。
So it wouldn't be.Effective at all.
我们看主耶稣的教导，马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
六章五节。
Six verse five.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节，你们进食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。这个故意让人家知道，这个已经失去了进食祷告的意义了。
It says they show off to everyone that they are fasting, and this is actually not the importance or the main point of fasting prayer.
会有人说，啊，那我们等一下都不要进食了啊。
But then people will say, well, then I will stop fasting and pray.
好，因为我们如果在这边不去吃饭，人家都知道我们在进食祷告，那已经故意让人家知道了嘛啊。
Because if I did not go to eat and stay here and pray, then everybody would know I'm doing a fasting prayer.
不要忘记，我们在这边是在操练，在学习的啊。
But don't forget that we are here for training.For learning.
啊，就好像啊、这个做传道娘哦，前几天跟我们的勉励说，我们在这边呢、啊，应该要有这种进食祷告的体验跟经历哈、哦、啊，来操练我们自己。
Just as Sister Cho said earlier that over here we have to train ourselves and learn how to fast and pray.
这个不是说圣经主耶稣所责备那个故意要让人家知道，跟这个是不一样的啊、
哦。We does not.We does not act like the Pharisees that we showing off that we actually fast and pray.
好，所以啊，我在早上分享了这个进食祷告。
So here I share with you the topic about fasting prayer.
啊，分享了这个信心的祷告。
And a prayer of faith.
啊，能够帮助我们呢 啊知道这个进食祷告的本质是什么，还有应当注意的事情在哪里。
And hopefully you will learn what are the substance of fasting prayer and what are the things you have to watch out for.
好，所以我们等一下的祷告都是大有信心的祷告，都是义人的祷告，都是能够啊这个达到神面前的祷告。
And hopefully our prayer today will be a powerful and effective prayer, a prayer of a righteous man, and a prayer that will be listened by God.